Once again, we want to thank the Baptists for the wonderful Asania for the Shiurim, and also everybody who came, who volunteered. Make sure the room is not too empty. Talking about cleaning before Pesach is already a tradition, like eating manna shevet matzahs. For those who know what that is, yeah, I hope it's better than that. It's also a way to get away from the home a few minutes before Pesach. So we already started preparing for Pesach, or at least some of us. And Halacha says, even though the Bikas Chametz is on the night before Pesach, but one should put things in order before then. Shem Pikas does have a Maisa, if you want to try it. That he said it was Erev Pesach, he finished the Bikas Chametz, and then he noticed the place he was, I think it was the Bochavet, there was an attic. So he went to the attic, and the attic was full of all kind of junk and chometz and everything. And he figured, look, if this is the place, I rented this place, I'm responsible for the attic also. So he's working and working and working, he goes, I think, up the whole night. Okay, not the whole night, cleaning up. And he writes that when it came to Pesach, that was the most uplifting Pesach. It was so Moshe Nefesh for the Zikas Chometz that year. It was the most amazing Leila Seder. So you could try to arrange that for your family also. There were a lot of garbage around, so they stay up. Just in case it doesn't work, it's good idea to get a helmet or private protection. Yeah. So Rav Volbe writes also that the whole period of the preparations for Pesach are not just technical things. They are technical things, but also there's a certain mind frame behind it, which is good if we think about the mind frame while we're doing it. It will help us prepare for the spirit of Pesach. So we come into the Leila Seder, we're coming with the right mind frame. So now when there's the parasha of cleaning up, getting rid of the chometz, so he says that beginning of the chometz is, you know, in Chazal symbolic. Chometz is the soul of the Issa, the Itzahara. Chometz represents the rising, the leavening, is the Itzahara specifically of Gaiva. So nobody has any Gaiva, but there's one way of testing to just make sure if you don't have any Gaiva. If a person doesn't have the gaiva, he never gets upset. So, you know, we don't have gaiva, but if you get upset, then it's what to work on. So it's a time that, while we're cleaning up the house, we're thinking that I'm cleaning up the house, and there's a lot of tension involved. There's much more to do than I can do. The cleaning and the shopping. And then the kids come home, and they're on vacation, but the parents are working twice as hard, and all the other complications that can't come up with it. So, if we look at it as, boy, I really want to do it this way and that way and the other way, and it's not going the way I want, it'll be very frustrating, and it'll be very hard for us. And if we look at it the other way around, that this is the time that Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to work on our bitochen, our recognition that we're in the hands of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The more we strengthen that feeling, the easier it will be to go through all the challenges of the period of time. Because as things are happening not the way I planned, and I remind myself, one second, this whole Pesach is here for me to put myself in the hands of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And therefore, if it's not going exactly the way I want, or at all the way I want, I'll just stop for a second and think, look, Hashem is setting this up for me because He wants me to grow tremendously at this period. Whenever there's more nisyonis, it's a time for more growth. More complications, more growth. So Hashem sets this up for me. Let me think before I get all upset about it and whatever else, how we could handle this in a proper fashion. So that's not get to the idea behind, one of the ideas behind getting the chometz, that concept of the soul of the Issa, that feeling that I have to have things my way. Yeah, there's more to it, which I already alluded to. It's such a beautiful thing. You see, as Mitzrayim, always, as we're getting closer to think about it, what was the state of the Jewish nation prior to Yetzias Mitzrayim? We're as bad as you can get. Mem tesh shari tume. We're as far as we were more or less assimilated into the Egyptian society, other than the fact that we didn't change our names, we didn't change our clothing, but other than that, mem tesh shari tume, oivde vodezora, it was impossible. We were surrounded by that mind frame. We were slaves for that nation. And even so, we did the basic thing necessary to get us out of Mitzrayim, Hashem to choose us. And it's very basic. So basic that there were Rishonim there, like we said. I once asked the Mashgiach, Gedalia Eisenman, Zichron Levracha, Totem Vaviram, world famous Rishonim. World famous, started with Moshe Rabbeinu. How did they get out of Mitzrayim? It says all the Rishonim died in Makkos Choshech. Different chazal and what percentage, large percentage of Klal didn't make it out. So what was the big tzitzkus of these Balei Lashon Hara? So that was causing trouble for Moshe Rabbeinu for Klal Yisrael. So he told me, all you needed to get out of Mitzrayim was the desire to leave. Hashem says, we're going, I'm going with HaKadosh Baruch. There's always the comfort of being where I am. But the ability to have that strength of most minimal Mitochan Hashem. Hashem says, we're going out. Where? Who cares where? We're going to go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was enough for us to be worthy of all the nisim. After this, we have to do a few mitzvahs, mila, with the problem Pesach. It's also not so simple. But that was the starting point, and that was the spirit behind it. So if we think of that also, as we're going through the preparations for Pesach, this is what put us into this great, exalted state of Klal Yisrael. I'm going to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Always remind myself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if we got past this when we were slaves, born slaves, everybody then was born as a slave. We were slave rated for over 200 years. We were born as slaves, we don't know what freedom means, Bechal. We have the most powerful nation in the world on top of us. And with that, not to despair, I'm with you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a workout. So that's something important for as we just finish cleaning the oven for 2 days, and then we come back 10 minutes later and one of the children just baked a pizza which spilled all over the thing and got burnt onto the side of the oven. And yeah, oh, despair, Sheba Mitzrayim, what's it going to be, huh? Okay, Sam, this will work out after we give that child the beating that he needs to take care of things properly. Peace of mind. Yeah. I'll call upon him. So those are these 2 points we're mentioning. The mentioning of the Avodas Hamidus, which is part of a preparation for Pesach, getting rid of the Chometz, and that's where the preparation for Leila Seder, and that feeling of in all situations, all we have to do is, I'm with you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I know there's a setup for me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're going to make it. Then everything works out. So, the basics, just reviewing again, our yearly refresher, is, like we always say, there are two domains when we're talking about, really three domains, when we're talking about cleaning for Pesach. We know that it's very popular to spring cleaning before Pesach. Spring cleaning does not have to end on Erev Pesach. It could go to the other till Shavuos. Yeah, so you don't have to finish all your spring cleaning before Pesach. But if you want to do it, Vakasha, you just have to time yourself properly, because if you overdo things and you end up not doing the things you have to do, that is not a good thing. So, like we said, three domains. Domain number one is Mokam She'ein Machnitzim B'Chometz, which means a place where Chometz does not enter at a regular, at any normal basis. So you have different covers, or I don't know, whatever you call them, which you store things, clothing from season to season, and the kids don't get up there. As we know, it depends on the nature of your children. Some children get everywhere. Some children get less places. If the children know about a sport called basketball, you may have to check a little bit higher because they may be playing basketball with Cheerios, or in Israel they do it with, which one? Bisley. Yeah. Anyway, whatever it may be. Yeah, but I'm saying the places which, under normal conditions, even with the children, chametz will not go into, you don't have to bother with them at all. That's number one. So there's certain areas that there's no necessity to clean them at all before Pesach, because it's mokum she'ein machlisin bo chametz. Something that sometimes walk in there with food, and you have to check. Or you know that the children go there sometimes with food, then also you have to check. But places which you know, generally more the storage type of places, you don't have to check at all. There's another eitzah to make life easier. Even eitzahs that are mokum she'machlisin bo chametz, different cupboards and shelves and things. If you're not planning to use them on Pesach, you just close them up. And when your husband makes, or you make the mechiras chametz, you put into the mechiras chametz document, all these closed places are also rented out to the goy, and the chametz is sold, and you're finished with those places. If you want to open up, just make sure there's no big loaf of bread sitting over there. It's a good thing to do. But to make the whole big bedikah is not necessary in those places. As we said, sometimes I say it was nice. After we first got married, we moved into an apartment. There was, whenever you move into an apartment, there's some workers over there, not even Jewish workers sometimes. And whatever, they painted and cleaned it up. And we went to the apartment. It was close to Pesach, and I was sure we don't have to make a big bedikas chametz at all, because we didn't use it. It was cleaned up by this team. Everything's perfect. But Chazal say, you never know. So to say it was mokum she'ei machnisin bo chametz, I couldn't say, because people used to live over there. Anyway, going to a closet room towards the end of the apartment, and lo and behold, there's a half a loaf of bread over there. How to get there? Because those workers put a loaf of bread for breakfast or lunch or whatever it is, and they left half over there. So you do have to look around, but those are the first two areas. Now, the third area is the rest of the house, which chametz can get to, outside of the eating areas, and it's outside the places where the food actually comes into contact, whether it be living room or bedroom or different closets in the house. Since it's a mokum she'machlisin bo chametz, you have to make sure there's no chametz over there. How do you do that? So first of all, what chametz are we looking for? We are looking for any type of chametz, even if it's less than the size of gezayit. Yeah. We know that when it comes to the Leila Seder, the gezayit becomes very big, and when it comes to bigos chametz, it becomes very small. But that's the way it goes. The truth is that even if the chametz is less than the gezayis, it's also a problem. You're not supposed to have chametz or something that's hold. Maybe it is a derisa to have chametz even less than the gezayis in your house. So we're looking for chametz less than the gezayis. But we're talking about chametz which is food grade. For example, a pretzel, bisli, shkedei marak, soup, nuts, almonds, whatever they call them. You know, those little yellow things, which lately come in all different colors to keep everybody happy, and they're very healthy because only natural coloring. Yeah, but our kopanim still, after all the coloring, it's still roi lachilas odom. The person can still eat them, and therefore there is a problem of having those things in your house. So you are looking for those type of things if they are still in edible form, for two reasons. One reason is, says shema yovel ochlo. You open up a book and suddenly say, oh, shkedei marak. It's a natural reaction. You don't even think twice before you do it. Yeah. And another thing is because there are opinions that say that there's an iser of bal yirah. You know, chametz and pesach, aside from eating it, there's an iser of having it in your house. The opinions that say that even less nigger size is also. So anyway, those small things that the food creates are right. So as far as floors of the house, it's true. There were people in Yerushalayim that used to scratch through all the things. Now I see why people have these bigger tiles. It makes it much easier. much less thingies. Huh? Can you imagine if you had four times of this for each one? And a double toif. Yeah, but lemaisa, we don't pass it that way. You pass it that, like we said, the little things in there are not food grade material, even if they may be chametz. So as long as you wash your floor with some type of non-edible detergent or whatever you put inside the water when you're doing it, you can rely on that for the floors. Yeah. Cabinets also, if you take out all the clothing in the cabinets and you also have a shmata, a rag that also has some water and detergent on it, and you wipe it down, you don't see anything visual to the eyes, you do not have to scoop out all the nooks and crannies, that's good enough. As far as clothing is concerned, so it's aloha, if it's clothing that doesn't have pockets, all you do is fold it up and put it away. Clothing that has pockets, there is aloha that one has to check the pockets. So it's recommended already this time of year, before or after you, either before you do the laundry or when you take things out of laundry, just before you fold it up, just run your hands through the pockets and fold it up. It takes a few seconds each time, and you can rely on that everything that's in the thing has its pockets checked. If there are coats that we use in the course of the winter, then you should have the pockets checked, especially kids' coats. You know, sometimes it's a kiddush and they take home a piece of kugel in the pocket. All kinds of things can happen. Yeah, that's even though we know that bdikas chametz is la'or haner with a candle, one is not required to use a candle to check the pockets. As long as you run your hand through it and you don't feel anything substantial over there, that's good enough. Kamuvan, we used to give out a checklist if somebody wants. Ask if Anishe has it. Just mail it out. Just all the different things to go through makes it easier to make sure you didn't miss anything. You know, like the children with school bags, and that's a how you do it. You think your children are eating the sandwich that you send them, but very often it remains there when they come home. And shopping bags and carts and those things sometimes need to be checked. Yeah. That's the rest of the house. Kamuvan, as you're making a Seder, you have to pay attention that the thing you're putting back in place is not chometz. Like if you have a cupboard with sukkah decorations, and one of your sukkah decorations is wheat or a piece of bread or whatever it is, so don't put it back where you found it. Just put it away. As far as the children's games, most, it depends how you run your house, but most households, even the finest, cleanest households, the children's stuff does get chametz into it. So you have two options. If you want to avoid the whole issue, you just take all those toys and just put them away and sell it with the chametz. That's one option. Chazon Ish, his minhag was even the svarim he didn't use. They used to cover up the svarim and sell them with the chametz. That's not a minhag. There was a guy that was so impressed. He visited the Chazon Ish on Pesach and he saw the Chazon Ish was reading a sefer. He didn't realize that Chazon Ish would read on Pesach only svarim he never used the whole year. I guess it's a Chazon Ish to use a sefer even once a year. It's a compliment. Yeah. But I'll go upon him. Back to us. So the toys, that's one option. And the other option is if you want the kids to have time to play and you don't want to play with me, you don't want to buy new things for Pesach, then pick a few of those toys that or games that you think the kids like most and just check to make sure there's no chametz inside of them. What Lego you can put in the washing machine? Huh? Well, if your washing machine was made before 1990, then it will handle Lego. The newer models are disposable. What? Yeah, you put it in a pillowcase or something, or a measure, a pillowcase. Yeah, and just washes them off. Yeah. Yeah. As far as kitchen area is concerned. So this is already more delicate. The floor of the kitchen is the same as all around. Wash it off well. But the kitchen, places where that come in contact with food, is more delicate because, or the dining room table, chairs, because over there, aside from the problems we had before, that you're not allowed to have chametz in your house, you don't want the food eating Pesach to get has a little bit of chametz, even one crumb of chametz mixed into it. But if even one drop of chametz falls into your soup or food on Pesach, it renders it also bachilah. So over there, in the eating areas, we're more careful. So for example, even books. Ikir din ripaskin, you're not mechuyev to do bdikas chametz on the svarim. If you have a minute to do it, it's a nice thing to do. Go through your svarim, shake them out. But if you don't have a minute, you're not mechuyev to do that. But the svarim that you do want to bring to the table, you should definitely make sure that you shake them out well. And if the type of like benches and those type of things, don't even bother that. You know, things that you always bring to the table, should just put them away for Pesach. Because once again, the concern of a little chametz falling into it, we don't want that to happen. You know, I know the Gedolei Yisrael Adam wouldn't bring any svarim to the table on Pesach. It's have a stand or whatever, put the svarim aside. Aside from that, God doesn't know the like. Yeah, but once again, svarim of books that we want to bring to the table have to be thoroughly cleaned off on the outside and also on the inside, shaken off in the fashion, we're sure there are no crumbs over there. You know, it's just the same thing we said for the children's toys, go for books, pick a few books, and that you don't have to do so thorough as long as they're not bringing it to the table, like we said before. But any children's items, it's good to go through them a little bit, even if you're not bringing them to the table, because children's items very often do get food mixed into them. So we're talking about the tables and the chairs around the tables. So the tables obviously have to be cleaned very well, and they should be covered over with something that will remain on them the entire Pesach. If you use plastic tablecloth and tape it down, and then on top of that put your regular tablecloth. But like we said, you shouldn't have exposed table. The chairs that you're using around there also, just make sure there's no little remnants of chametz stuck onto the arms of the chairs or legs of the chairs. Now you do have chairs that if you really dig in, you can scrape out and maybe it gets chametz in the place where they connect. And I'm afraid to go meshugah for that, because over there, once again, as long as in normal use that ear will not be exposed, it's alright. You should, you know, try to clean out milamala, those areas, go and, you know, if you feel with your finger that the you stick your fingers in the crumbs and get rid of it. But you don't have to make sure there's nothing embedded all the way deeply inside it.
You still probably need to say plastic. Is it like a whole lot better to take it down, or just leave it down?
As long as it goes tape, it's alright. Just the tape, it just keeps it in place. Yeah, couches also, you have to check. If it's a good diet, sometimes you can find enough food for Erev Pesach just on the couch. You don't have to open up the couch. If something fell into the lining of the couch, just leave it there. Because that's chametz, which is in a place which you can't get to under normal circumstances, is not counted. Yeah. As far as the kitchen itself, so the countertops that we have, most of the countertops are not kasherable. The only one that is kasherable is if it's natural granite. The other ones, most of them today are made of even kesar and different types of things which are not the natural stone, unless you have some stock otherwise. But you know, the svadis have slightly different stock of these things, but the general thing is the right thing to do with the countertops is just cover them over. They have in Eretz Yisrael different options of covering them over. They have this vinyl, whatever, plastic, which is could get pieces that are naturally the size, more or less, of the countertops, just covered over with that. As a mile of using the vinyl thing is that there's no shash, you're going to put a pot on it and it's going to boil up water underneath it because it will melt the plastic. Come upon, if you have a plastic thing, you have to get some coasters or something to put the pots on. Yeah. If you have this granite thing, there is way being mashed. The lachatchila way being mashed, according to Mishnah Berurah, is boiling water over a hot piece of stone or metal and the like, which is a little complicated. If you're interested in doing it, ask for information afterwards. As far as the sinks themselves, so if you have a metal sink spout, pour some boiling water over the top, that's all you have to do. If it's not metal, then just clean it off well. That's enough for the spout, faucet, and the knobs. As far as the sink itself, so the easiest way is just to pour some boiling water in it and use an insert. If you're not using an insert, then Mishnah Berurah also says lachatchila, you should not just suffice pouring boiling water in it. You have to also pour the boiling water over some hot surface, which there are all different methods of doing that, which you have to be very brave if you want to do them, or get somebody else to do it for you. One of the ways is you put an empty pot on the fire, you leave it there for a while, it gets very hot, and you put it in the sink and then just pour the water as you're moving around that pot, and that sizzles up the water as it's hitting the bottom of the sink. Some people have these big immersers and they boil up, fill up the water, the sink with water, and boil it up over there. You have to make sure the glue holding of the sink is very strong, otherwise it may cave in the process. Refrigerator, you just have to clean out well. It's the crumbs going into the cracks over there, you don't have to take it out of the refrigerator, and the stovetop also, you don't have to take it apart. Once, if there's no exposed crumbs, the crumbs that are inside there, just pour some water or detergent into the holes. If it's going to damage it, if you pour water into it, just leave it alone. Because any chametz, like we said, is embedded inside a machine, it's negligible in respect to Pesach. Some people have a minig to, after they clean the refrigerator, they line the shelves. Some have such a minig, it's a good minig. If you don't have a minig, it's not required. The one place you should be careful about, and if you put hot pots into the refrigerator, the place you're putting the hot pots on, you should have some type of lining. But the place we're putting the cold stuff, as long as we cleaned it out well with detergent, is good enough. Eggs are not chometz. Even the stamp on the eggs isn't chometz. The boxes of the eggs are not chometz. What else?
We shouldn't talk the eggs.
You know who you have to. If you have a minute to do it, keep your minute. Yeah. So for the cold water is alright. If you have hot water in it, I wouldn't recommend it, because a lot of people, they put their coffees and things over there. And
so you can just use the cold and not use the hot water.
Yeah, as long as you clean it off well. Yeah. No. Yeah, if you're losing the cold parts, all right.
Yeah.
If you do it, you can do it, but like I said, the area which you're putting pots, which sometimes may be hot, that should be covered with something that's either tin foil or plastic or whatever it is. But the rest of it, as long as it's clean. And it has paper is good enough. Yeah.
We got electric burners
or klata shel Shabbat. So you should clean, if you want to use them in Pesach, you should clean them well, and then cover them with a thick aluminum foil, not the thin stuff. Because the problem with thin stuff is that if you move a pot around, after two or three pot moves, it's already ripped. And you do not want any of the peso stuff come in contact with what you had before. But in other words, the two issues here. The issue is that having chametz in your house, as long as you cleaned off the plata or whatever you're using, and there's no mamoshes of chametz on it, even though there may be chametz absorbed in it, that's not a problem. Okay, so even better. I'm just saying, on Pesach, switch the lining on top of it, and then you could use it if you want to use it that way. Stove tops. Stove tops. So the places where you put the pots on, the grills that you put on the pots, is three general ways. If you have another set for Pesach, if you don't have another set for Pesach, so Rav Scheinberg had this idea of turning on the fires on a high temperature and covering it with a blech, and that caused enough intense heat that heats up the grates to the point that they're considered kosher the Pesach. If you don't have that option, or you don't want to do that option, you could also cover them over with a silver foil, also a thicker silver foil. If you're using the very thick silver foil, you have to be very careful, because it's damayechayi. Because it's very easy to cut yourself. It's very sharp, and you run your finger across it. So that's the rest of the stove top. It's also the most important part of the stove, which you have to cover over, is the grate where you're putting the pots on. Underneath it, mitzad ikir, then you don't have to cover up. But the nice of the minig is you have to cover up the entire stove area. It's rather sometimes things spill over and they fall on that area. And you don't want something falling on the something that's absorbed with chametz, so you should cover over the entire stove top. Like I said, the most important part are the grates themselves. So the burners, you do not have to replace them. Just clean them off well and you can leave them on for 20 minutes or so. That's more than enough for that. But I forget. Is there anything else in the kitchen? Light bulbs are right. Next, the bread makers put away. Toasters and the like. Also sells the chametz. Like I said, if you're selling some of the chametz, you're not required to make extensive cleaning on them. So if you have a toaster, so there's a tray on the bottom with crumbs, you should get rid of that, you should shake it out. But once you did the basic shaking and etc., you do not have to take them apart. Come upon, if it keeps your husband out of trouble to take apart all the electric appliances, give him that job and call him back on Erev Pesach. Yeah, everybody has their things. Coach Bose from Sada, every yontif has something for every talent. Yeah, that's some things. Just sell it, put it away with the chametz and sell it, and don't make yourself meshuggah trying to get rid of every little one. Yeah, like you say, the person says, "I got everything," and then he looks at it again the next day. Oh, found another one. Start all over again. Yeah.
The burner rusted 20 minutes. It has to be on high. Stay inside the burner.
Don't burn the kitchen down. Yeah, because it's not doicha eating the fushes. Yeah.
Is that usually used?
Yeah, that's usually a lot of people use that, yeah. But if you had some other mouth till now, no reason to change. Yeah. The oven, the inside of the oven, there's no real way to kosher the inside of the oven unless you have a self-cleaning oven. It has to be one that reaches about 700 Fahrenheit or 350 centigrade. Not every self-cleaning reaches that level. The telephone in the kitchen also you should clean off well, because while you're cooking, you're always touching the telephone. That becomes part of the food. Yeah, so should clean that off well. If you want to put a little saran wrap around, you can do that. Yeah, as far as baby thingies, they should have new bottles. Now, baby needs to eat food with kidneys in it that's permitted for a baby or even a child or a choyla to eat food that have kidneys in. Yeah, that's acceptable. It's not chachila, you should wash it on the side, not together with everything else. But if by accident it was washed with everything else, everything's still kosher. If the baby has a high chair, then just cover it up with either saran wrap or silver foil or whatever you want. The tray that he's eating in, you don't have to do the entire high chair. Yeah. What else? They want to stay away from their homes a little bit longer after the Imam Shem.
If one is leaving to Kippur, when does one sell the Kippur?
You should sell it over here. I'll tell you why. Because if they sell it over there, they're going to sell too late. Because it depends where you're going. If you're going to Australia, you sell it in Australia.
Right.
I'm not sure. But Muncie, yeah, that's down Kippur. Yeah, so America, they sell 7 hours too late. So that's what you should sell over here. So that's, you have a question, but you're going to get it back too early. But the sale we have over here, it's agreed with the guy that people from Chutz La'aretz will get it back later. So the best thing is to sell it over here. In the Mechir's comments we do, I don't take care of it, but Rabbana take care of it. They're selling international. It's amazing. It's like the Tokyo stock market. They have one sale for what's his name, for Australia. The people are local, can I know? Yeah, in 2 years I can have one for the moon, but I don't know exactly how you figure out the Manachilas Chomets over there.
So if we're leaving Monday night to go to Kippur, when do we do
the Bedika? If you're doing a Bedika, you would do it the night before you leave, without a bracha. And if you just want to have your whole house just included in the sale, you do that and you want to do a Bedika here. Over there, you can help out with the Nika wherever you're going to. Yeah. Like we said, the products over here in Eretz Yisrael, if it says kosher lepesa, it doesn't mean much because there are all type of varieties of kosher lepesa, Ashkenazi and Sardi and who knows what. So you have to first make sure that it says it's kosher the Pesach and not for oichle kidneys. Some chocolates, some sweeteners have kidneys issues. Yeah. Now, I say this every year, and so far I'm still alive, even though people want to stone me, that I limit my right of hefshera. Once again, it's my opinion. I guess the rabbanim are giving these other hefshera disagree with me. But there is a hechsher, which is a wonderful hechsher. I have nothing against the big tzaddikim, but they take over a lot of the things on Pesach. And if you don't use that hechsher, it severely limits what you can buy. And it's a hechsher called Chasam Sofer B'nei Brak. If you ask me, if you can avoid it, it is better. I can't tell you it's also to eat it, because it's chasher people are saying it's all right. But the standard is not the top standards. Now, the ones that have the higher standards are Rabbi Rubin and El Charedis and Rabbi Lando. Yeah, thank you for reminding me. Shevis Yisrael, if you can find something that has that hechsher. Yeah.
Yeah. The juices now say the Rabbi Rubin. A lot of them.
Oh, yeah, you have to be careful with
and
that, yeah.
On it, kosher lemahadrin. So, I don't, and they said in the space, the person in the store said they were Reuben for Pesach. But I
didn't. Doesn't mention anything about Pesach.
No, it says.
Yeah, you have to be careful. What?
It says on the top.
It's something.
I said,
on the top, sometimes it's.
It says kosher lemahadrin. Does that mean?
Yeah, if it says kosher lemahadrin. If it says Reuben on it, it says kosher lemahadrin, it's alright.
Sometimes it's on the plastic and not on the actual
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, that's all right. Yeah, like I said, there are a lot of things that all year round have Eidah Charedis, and then when it comes to Pesach, they take it off. You'd be surprised. You think, oh, such Mesiras Nefesh, we only have Eidah Charedis and chocolate and potato chips, but we don't have who knows what. Yeah. Danishes. Yeah. I can guarantee you, if I would have told Eidah Charedis 35 years ago that they're going to be giving Hefsher and potato chips and chocolate, they would put me in Cheren. They never dreamt of it, but that's where we're living, Baruch Hashem. We can't survive on potatoes and milk and meat and whatever else it is. So Hashem made it easier for us. But I'm saying, even if we're going to limit ourselves, Baruch Hashem, there's no major shortage of foodstuffs for Pesach. Surprised that Gronish Shay didn't come out with a Pesach cookbook yet. I mean, not this year, it's too late. But what? Makeup? What's that? Yeah, no, nothing changed. The same as before. Yeah, lipstick. Most of the cosmetics are not a problem. The only, even if they have alcohol in them, today most of them are not using food grade alcohol. It's poison. There's one type of alcohol which sometimes is a problem. It's called ethyl alcohol. If it says ethyl alcohol, then you should be careful about that. If I remember correctly, that Listerine has ethyl alcohol in it, but I'm pretty sure it's on the lips of kosher lePesach. I mean, Blumenkrantz in those places, so if someone wants to do the service and verify that fact, then it's alright. Yeah, toothpaste obviously should get a new, and toothbrushes should get new ones.
Shampoo
is alright. Unless you see a soap that says it's a Wheatrum soap, oatmeal, Once again, that stuff you could put away because it's not chametz edible, but to use it on Pesach, it's not. One shouldn't use it. Just the person has medicine, so you can rely on the author. He's much more machmer than I am. Yeah, but. If for some reason you need some chametz sick medicine on Pesach, you should ask a shayla how to do it. Most of the basic medicines have some non-chametz version of it. As I said, if you have a need for it, you should ask a shayla. There are ways of getting past it if it's necessary. For the Leila Seder, you have to make sure that you're prepared way in advance. Part of the message of Pesach also is that every individual is special. That's Klal Yisrael. There's nobody that's just negligible. Each person had his own Demaya Chayi, whether the boys with the Brit Mila, with everybody with their Kezais of Kovan Pesach. We see it's set up in a fashion that there was a Mesiras Nefesh, but everybody individually had to have his part. We didn't rely on that. Oh, the father will eat 10 Kezaisim and everybody else will match with that. And that's part of the spirit of also the preparations for Pesach. Every member of the family should be part of it, not because we're preparing them to relive the Avodas Porach, the bondage in Mitzrayim. But rather, this is part of the Cheiris. We're excited that we can do what we want, that we want to take part of this preparation. The more the Avirah, the spirit in the household, of the heads of the household is positive about it. Yeah, it's a wonderful thing. It's beautiful. We're cleaning for Pesach. We're preparing. We're showing that we're all part of this thing. We make it easy for everybody. Come on, we have to use our creativity to find things for each one according to his nature. I always say over there was a Choshev Rav. He's still around. He's not so old again. He's older than me. They had a minig of painting their house every Pesach. Yeah. So he used to have his kids do it because he wanted them to have nice experiences. And then when they were finished, he would go and paint it again. But I don't recommend that type of behavior. But it's cleaning up the toys, the different things. Everybody, they feel that part of a joint effort. And you know, when it comes closer to Pesach, setting up the table and the different parts, each one giving out their jobs. This year, Leila says it's on Shabbos. You have to make sure you took everything before Shabbos. Make the salt water, open the bottles, the chadoyme before Shabbos. Put some wine into the charoses before Shabbos. Don't wait to do it on a regular yontif. You're allowed to do lisha, kneading. But on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do that. So you have to make sure it's taken care of. Make sure you find the kittel before Shabbos, the pillows, whatever. Way before Shabbos. Yeah. That's all these dangerous things. Looking for things in the last minute and then nobody remembering where the kittel was. And then discussion whose fault it was, why it's not here. Yeah. You have to make Eretz Shilin. Yeah. And there's going to be talk, everyone's going to try, oh, let's maybe save some kidneys. Just have another day of Pesach, enjoy yourself. Yeah, don't try to do all kind of stuff. Yeah. Yeah. So, we should have met these very, like we said. Take advantage of this. It's a very beautiful time. We have the right attitude towards it. We're preparing ourselves, like we said. Number one is we're putting ourselves in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because Pesach is not just a commemoration of what happened many years ago. Every Leil HaSeder is a new Yetzias Mitzrayim, a new life, starting all over again with such a beautiful freshness, regenerated, sweet, loving care. If you catch with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, people take it through the Abba Kaisis. A lot of people have to make, they say Shira Shirim at the end of the Leila Seder, because that's a love song between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we're building up. So, like a real excitement that the Cheiris is in the new Kabbalah Hashchina and Kesher, connection between us and Klal Yisrael is about to be restarted. And this is all the preparations, whether the Nakuda that we said, each individual has a part in it. Their responsibility, but it's also their zchut. A person feels part of, even a child feels part of preparing for it. He has more of an excitement of being in the Seder itself. The midas, we said, the chometz, getting of the chometz we have within us, each one on his level. Kamavan, there's an Indian to have the kids sleep in the afternoon before Pesach. It is possible. Yeah, contrary to popular belief. One is firm, and they don't even have to tell them to go to sleep, just rest in a dark room with some background music, and usually it happens. Yeah. And then it's a shame, we come to the Seder, we prepare as much as we can. The Seder is like a wedding. You do the maximum preparation before you get to the hall. But once you're at the hall, that's it. Whatever happens, happens. Same thing over here. Whatever happens, happens. You have to find that article that was mentioned. It interviewed the various daughters of Doyle Yisrael. How the Seder went in their father's home. Yosha's daughter, Revolva's daughter, a whole bunch of Zalman's daughter, some Rebbe's, different Rebbe's daughters. And each one had a different flavor, but it was all the same. It was just such an exalted, uplifting, happy experience. Rabbi Yosef, anybody who knew him, he was not one extra word and very intense. But the daughter describes how sweet it was. Different nigunim he would sing, and the whole family would go along with him. It was like a malach leading everybody else in the good spirits. Of course, they told him to one another, the husbands to the wives, the wives to the husbands. I can't tell you to compliment yourselves about the cooking, but that's tell your husband, the rabbi said you should do that. So it's Rabbi Yosha's medic. It's amazing. Rabbi Yosha, the holiest Jew around, and that night, his daughter said he always made a point to compliment his wife on the cooking. If your husband doesn't do this, it's right, don't worry. He means it. It's a problem that wives don't realize that husbands are always complimenting them. They just don't realize you have to say it. So, she's so excited to the Mets have a Cheiris Oilam. We should get out of our shortcomings and together have that Hili Shrina, Shorta Shrina Leila Seda, and be Zeicher to the Gula. Amen. Ooh, not quite aware. Sorry about that.
Feeling better.
Thank you.
I have somebody who's close.